This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. I am working in Asia this week, where the issue of air quality is of constant concern. Men, women, and children wear plaid cloth masks around their face in an attempt to filter the stale air, making a bus stop or a shopping market look a bit like an outpatient operating room. But it isn't only Asia that's concerned about air. There are parts of California that have for a while been the most polluted air in the U.S. As air temperatures begin to increase for the summer and water grows even more scarce, experts remind us that a natural consequence of these changes is poor air quality, which means health problems. And it turns out, not just for those people with asthma or chronic lung diseases. There is increasing data that air pollution has a significant impact on the heart, diabetes, stroke, and low birth rates. The underlying mechanism seems to be that air pollution stimulates the immune system to react to tissues far away from the lungs. As air pollution increases, increasing numbers of people are susceptible to health effects. For example, there have been large studies that suggest in countries here like China, where pollution rates are extremely high, there are also very high rates of stroke. But these types of epidemiologic studies merely suggest associations. They do not prove a cause and effect relationship. But they are the first step of what will be many studies to follow. There are also new concerns about the impact of air pollution on mental health that also may result from chronic inflammation. Anxiety disorders seem to be particularly linked to chronic air pollution. But again, the research suggests associations. There is not yet a study that proves cause and effect. There is certainly a need for further research. But at this point, the evidence is strong enough to suggest that hotter, drier, dirtier air is taking a toll on our health in body locations well beyond the lungs. The study suggested even small reductions in air pollution could have strong health effects on large numbers of people. While California has led the nation in air pollution, it is also leading the nation in policy attempts to clean the air. Now, with the drought comes increased forest fires, farmland that is unused because of a lack of water, which leads to increased dust and particulate matter in the air. Now, add in that California doesn't have control of its air. Air blows in from China and Asia, and that's well beyond the control of California officials. All of this suggests an interrelationship between the environment and our health, and we need to be vigilant about how we manage both our health and our environment. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.